Rockline, the show where you interview the hottest stars in rock and roll. Hello again, I'm Bob Coburn. Rockline is brought to you in part by Budweiser. For all you do, this bud's for you. And by Levi's 501 jeans, specially made to give you a unique personal fit that no ordinary jeans can match. Tonight, Rockline is an evening with Fleetwood Mac. So get your questions ready and call us toll-free in the U.S. synonymous with success and great rock and roll. Listening to the new greatest hit CDs like hearing the greatest songs of the 70s and 80s, and not just by one band or artist in that time frame either. Now, if you were to choose your favorite songs of all time, most of this collection would be included. And it's an honor for Rockline to welcome from Fleetwood Mac, left to right across your dial, Christine McVie. Good evening and welcome.
How are you doing, Nick?
Doing fine. Also, Billy Burnett, welcome to Rockline.
How you doing, Bob?
Fine. John McVie, nice to have you here. Rick Vito, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Also with us, Stevie Nicks. Hi there.
Hi there.
And Mick Fleetwood. Hi, Mick.
You too.
First thing I'll throw open to anybody that wants to take it here, there are two new songs on the Greatest Hits package. Where do we stand in terms of a new album recorded by all six of you, the current Fleetwood Mac lineup?
We're going to go in after Christmas and start the new album. In terms of that, the two songs were the first time, obviously, that Billy and Rick had recorded with Fleetwood Mac, which went really well. I'm excited about it.
And what about solo projects? Stevie, you've been involved in something, haven't you? A solo record?
I'm doing my solo record now.
Right now. When can we expect that to be released? Any guess?
Well, we have about 15 tracks recorded. I would probably say maybe March.
We'll look forward to
it. The album's going very quickly.
Good, good. And anybody else? Christine, you working on anything right now?
Not really, no. I'm sort of looking forward to doing the next Mac project. I think, you know, obviously solo records are down the road somewhere, but not for a couple of years.
Now, the current Mac project, The Greatest Hits, has a song that you have co-authored with your husband, Christine, As Long As You Follow. Is this a song you've had for a while, or was this written relatively new? Is this something that you just came up with?
No, this is actually quite old. I think it's about 2 years old, and it was something that we had sort of mulling around in the music room on a demo with no lyrics or no melody for quite some time, and I think we just dragged it, you know, off the shelves one day and started listening to it, and we put lyrics and melody to it, and I played it to the guys in the band, and they liked it, and, you know, it was actually the first ballad, I think, that I personally have ever released as a single, you know, amongst, you know, with the Mac. So from that point of view, it was interesting, and it was good to experiment with Billy and Rick, you know, being new members of the band.
We're going to listen to it right now. Reminder, your number is toll-free from anywhere in North America, 1-800-344-ROCK. As Long As You Follow from Fleetwood Mac's Greatest Hits on Rockline. The new single from the brand new Greatest Hits album by Fleetwood Mac, As Long As You Follow, on Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn. We're with the entire band tonight, Fleetwood Mac. And our first call is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The distinction goes to John, a listener of 97 GTR in Miami. John, good evening and welcome.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Fleetwood Mac.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd just like to say before I ask my question that y'all have a new generation of bands out here. Besides the rumors there, I'm 17 and we're really looking forward to the new direction you're going into, and we're behind you all the way on the new album.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and my question is, it seems like the biggest sound change of Fleetwood Mac, of course, has been quite a lot. Came in 1975 with the addition of Lindsey and Stevie to the band. And I was wondering, the two new songs, No Questions Asked, and As Long As You Fall, on the new Greatest Hits album, seem to be like quite a different sound as compared to Tango in the Night. Mick or John or those who've been with the band a while, do you see this change to the degree, the extensiveness of the 1975 change as far as sound?
What was the last thing you said?
Is the change as profound now as it was in 1975? It was a big change then. Do you consider it a big change now, is what he's asking?
Absolutely. There's bound to be. You know, with anything new within Fleetwood Mac, musically and so forth, is going to be projected. You know, the two tracks that are on the album that's out now, The Greatest Hits package, are just a beginning of what's to come. Because obviously Rick and Billy are going to be singing and writing within the band, which is, you know, something we're looking forward to doing.
Thanks for the call, John, and thanks for starting us off tonight. We have to take a brief time out. We're just getting underway. Your number to call is toll-free from anywhere in North America. Only one number for the one. And welcome back to Rockline. It's an evening with Fleetwood Mac this evening. We have a new affiliate we'd like to welcome, WDDC in Portage, Wisconsin. Nice to have you aboard. We're headed to New Jersey now, to Runnymede, New Jersey. It's Dom listening to 94 WYSP in Philadelphia. Dom, good evening. Welcome to Rockline.
Oh, thanks. This is incredible. I never expected to get to talk to Fleetwood Mac. I mean, I saw him in October, and you did a great job in Philadelphia. I was very impressed.
Thank you.
You did a wonderful show, and I look forward to the new generation of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Seems to be the term of the night here.
Yeah.
What's going on otherwise, Dom?
I wanted to ask, had a question for you in regards to the new Greatest Hits album. Lindsey Buckingham's gone, you know, his legacy still seems to live on. You picked tracks that he seemed to, you know, a lot of the tracks that you picked were produced by him, and I was wondering, did he have any influence on what was to go on the Greatest Hits album?
Not to our particular knowledge. I think that it mainly it was a list of songs recommended by the record company, which we, as the band and the record company together, decided which songs were going to be on the record. I don't think actually I didn't speak to Lindsey personally. Did you?
No.
Anything else?
Nope.
No. There's so much to choose from at this point. The next question, it would seem to me, would be, how do you choose what you play live? Do you go through a similar process? I wouldn't imagine the record company would submit a list on that occasion, but...
No. Live? No.
Yeah, live.
You do go through a similar process, but the record company doesn't submit a list.
It's generated within
it's
the band.
It's within what we want to do.
Yeah, and it's, you know, from that point of view, it's what song, you know, back to back with another one sounds good, and who's singing it, and what tempo it is, and there's a whole bunch of components attached to that, you know. It's similar to putting an album together, but obviously, you know, that really has nothing to do with the record company.
Dom, thanks for the call. We're going to move on now to Raleigh, North Carolina, and speak with Doug. He is a listener of WRDU 106. Hi there.
Hello there.
Hello. Hi.
First, I'd like to say hello to Fleetwood Mac and especially John and Mick.
Thank you.
All right. Hi.
I have two questions tonight. The first question I have is I'm actually a new Fleetwood Mac listener and fan, and I've really been getting into your older stuff from like 1967 to 1973, and I was wondering what are your feelings to your music then as to your feelings of your music now? And do you ever plan on getting back with any of your old members to do any jams or even possibly an album?
John? Well, take the last part first. Getting back with the old members, which would be Danny, Peter, and Jeremy, is be almost impossible. It just...
The it's first part, it's physically, highly unlikely. Yeah.
And it's, yeah, emotionally.
Bless their hearts.
Wherever they are.
I worked with Peter on an album I did in Africa. Peter redid a couple of songs. That was the last time I actually played with Peter. But and indeed, Peter played right on the end of one of the tracks on the Tusk album.
Oh, really?
I forget which track it was, but he was indeed playing on it.
Are you sure it was Tusk? It was.
No, it was on the Tusk album.
He did something with Bob Welch too.
Yeah.
No.
What was the other half of the question? Nightwing.
Yeah, what was the other part there, Doug?
I was wondering, what is Danny and Jeremy doing right now? Are they still into their music career, or are they just drifted along somewhere?
Danny Kerwin, Jeremy Spencer, for those who know.
Jeremy was last heard of in
Singapore, really.
Oh, in that area, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Sri Lanka.
He's still very much wrapped up in his
in
the Children of God, I think, isn't he?
Yeah. And Danny is in the south of England, and I don't think he's working. I don't think he's playing.
There you go, Doug. Little history lesson for you. Thanks for calling tonight. Let's go to Campbell, California. Now we have Tina on the line. She's listening to 97.3 The Rocker in San Francisco. Hi, Tina.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Terrific.
My favorite band. So honored to meet you guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Stevie, I have two questions, if it's possible, to ask you. You're absolutely my favorite, and I just love your music, and you're so beautiful. I'd like to know, first off, if you're going to be releasing on home video any of your old videos like Gypsy or Tusk or Sarah or even Rosebud, and I have another question if that's okay.
Well, some of those are already on one that's been released. There's six videos on it, and it has, well, I think it does have Gypsy on it, and it has some of my own, too. It has six. And what was your other question?
Okay, in your song, Gypsy, you have the phrase, lightning strikes maybe once, maybe twice, but it all comes down to you. What does that mean? I love it.
That means one time in your life you find a very good friend, and maybe if you're incredibly lucky, you might find a second. And the it all comes down to you means, but you have to look very hard.
There you go, Tina. Thanks for calling tonight. Let's play a song written by Stevie now from Fleetwood Mac's greatest hits, Rhiannon, on Rockline. Love's a State of Mind. Rhiannon, Fleetwood Mac from the Greatest Hits album. I'm Bob Coburn. It's an evening with Fleetwood Mac. Our next call from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have Chuck on the line, a listener of 95.7 The Rock. Chuck, you're on with Fleetwood Mac.
Hi, Bob.
Hi there.
Hi, Fleetwood Mac.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi,
Chuck.
Okay, first I want to say something to Stevie. I want to thank you for your songs. They really helped me through some hard times, and they also inspired me to become a songwriter. And I hope someday I can touch someone's life the way you've touched mine. Thank you.
I want to thank you for saying that. I needed to hear that.
Okay. And my question is for you. I recently heard that the Rhiannon Project has been reactivated. And if so, will it be a ballet or a film? And will there be an LP for that?
I don't know at this time what it's going to be. It doesn't belong to anybody but me. And yes, we've worked several months on it. And I'm not sure. I think Rhiannon will find her own way of telling me exactly what it's going to be. But there's about 11 songs that are recorded, and it's really different.
There you go, Chuck. Thanks for calling tonight. Good luck with your songwriting, too, Chuck. And we're going to move on now to Ottawa, Ontario, and speak with Laurie. She's listening to Shay 106. Good evening and welcome, Laurie.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Fine, thanks.
Okay, okay. Well, first of all, I just wanted to congratulate Nick on his recent marriage. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And also, next time you guys are in Canada, you have to drop by Ottawa. There were so many people who were disappointed because you didn't come. So next time, please do. And, okay, my question is, okay, Chuck, the album, it got, like, really bad reviews, and people said that it was terrible. I have it, and it's one of my favorites.
Thanks for reminding us.
Saying it that way, it's an amazing album, and I wondered if you thought that they were justified in saying that.
As far as I'm concerned, no.
I think it was just a little bit before its time.
Well, people talked about the commercial success and whatnot, but it sold 4 million copies. It did rather well.
It was
didn't
radically
it?
Different from the previous albums, which was why it wasn't accepted so readily, maybe.
And I'm not so sure that in terms of a broad spectrum of us reacting to reviewers, which is what you were talking about. I personally remember a lot of actually really good reviews about it. I think one thing it definitely did as an album was shock a few people here and there, which to me is sort of a good thing. But I didn't think it was a negative overall thing. As Stevie said, I think a good chunk of that album might have been a little before its time, or was, but that's good too, because people learn to listen to that sort of thing.
Nothing wrong with breaking new ground, very definitely.
Not at all.
Laurie, thanks for being on tonight. We're going to go down to Texas now, to San Antonio. KISS is our station there, and this is Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing? I'd first like to thank Stevie for her music. It is the most beautiful, I think, ever written, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
What can I say? Thank you very much.
And I'd like to ask a question of Mick and Stevie. First, Mick, how did you get involved with the Running Man project, and do you plan on doing any other films?
Very simple. One, I really was persuaded, actually, by Lindsay Buckingham's manager to go and get an agent, because everyone seems to, through the years, has always said, oh, you ought to try doing some acting, which I did at school a long time ago. And that's exactly what I did. I did the rounds and went and saw various people and queued up and said hello to whoever. And that was one of the parts, the only part that I have in my my career as a movie actor. And yes, I would love to do some more acting. I really enjoyed it. I found it extremely stimulating and challenging. That's something which, as I said, I enjoyed at, when I was at school, the little acting that I did. So, yes, I hope
Haven't you had some offers to do Hamlet, then, Nick?
Not Hamlet, no.
Nick, I just saw it night before last, and I thought you were wonderful.
He was good in it, wasn't he? Yeah. It was a good film, too. Jim, what else tonight?
And I was going to ask Stevie, how did everything start with David Letterman, and do you ever plan on going on?
I was out of the country when that all started, you know, and so I was only getting, like, long distance, and it is a far, far way to go to Australia. From people telling me what was going on. And yes, I absolutely plan to go on a show when I can. I don't know how the whole thing started, and I wish that I hope that people took it with a laugh, because I mean I think he's hysterical, and I will go on his show.
All right, we're going to take a time out. We'll be back in a moment. Jim, thanks for calling. Your number is toll-free, 1-800-344-ROCK. We're talking rock and roll on Rockline on the Globe.
Hello, I'm Mike Rutherford of Mike and the Mechanics, and we'll be here next Monday night to take your calls live and nationwide on Rockline.
Thank you, Mike. Also with Mike Rutherford will be Paul Carrick and Paul Young. Tonight, it's an evening with Fleetwood Mac. We're going to now play the B-side of As Long As You Follow from the single. This was recorded just about a year ago in December of 1987 in San Francisco and features all current six members of the band. Fleetwood Mac, Oh Well on Rockline. Yeah, rousing version of Oh Well, Fleetwood Mac on Rockline. Billy Burnett with a lead vocal on that song. Sounds good. Let's go to Denver. We have RJ on the line. RJ is listening to 106.7 KAZY. Good evening, RJ.
Hi, Stevie, Christine, Mick, John, Billy, and Rick. How y'all doing tonight?
Fine. Good to see you.
Oh, I'm doing great. I guess I can't lose if I follow you guys, right?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, be very careful.
I think the greatest hit album is just like the best thing I've ever heard.
It's amazing to hear all those songs in a row, isn't it, RJ?
Great.
What's your question, please?
Nothing against Lindsay or anything, but I was wondering if you could do more as a group with Billy and Rick now.
Well, that's certainly the plan. I mean, Billy and Rick have joined the band as of over a year ago, and the next plan is to go into the studio, make a proper album, a full studio album, and carry on touring. We're really excited. Yeah, they're wonderful.
They've only just begun, RJ. Thanks for calling tonight. By the way,
our babies.
If you remember, in the last couple of weeks, we've had a Fleetwood Mac Greatest Hits contest, and we're going to announce the winner shortly, so be listening for that, especially if you send an entry. And I think it's safe to say we had thousands of entries. It looks like a lot.
I would say.
Yeah, my wife sent in about 4.
I would say thousands.
We're going to move on now to Santa Monica. We have Indra on the line. Indra is listening to 95.5 KLOS. We welcome her to the Rock Line. Hi there.
Hi, guys. How are
you? Hello. Hey, Indra.
All right, before I ask my question, I want to extend a warm, belated birthday to John McVie.
Oh.
Thank you. 37 again.
Over and over and over again.
And an early Merry Christmas to all of you. You are definitely the greatest, and I've really enjoyed your music ever since the beginning, and I'm really glad to see that you are returning to a more blues sound now, because I've always enjoyed that.
Thank you.
My question tonight is for both Mick and Billy Burnett. Now that you guys are together in Fleetwood Mac, I was wondering if we are going to see any more projects by the Zoo, including club dates, albums, and whatnot.
Billy,
how about the whatnot, Billy?
The Zoo, I don't know. It's, you know, it's hard to say. The Zoo can, like, be ready to do a gig in a matter of moments.
At the drop of a buck.
The Zoo can manifest itself in many ways.
It don't take much to get the Zoo together.
The Zoo can get on a bus and drive 12 hours in the snow.
So it sounds like there'll be more to come to me, Andrew.
In some weird mutant fashion, yes. I wouldn't give it up, but it's not exactly a priority.
Indra, thanks for calling tonight. We appreciate it. And we're going to go to St. Louis and speak with Tony, a listener of KC95. Tony, you're on the Rock Line with Fleetwood Mac.
How y'all doing?
Great.
Nice to be talking to you. I've listened to you from my high school days. I'm 30 years old now, and just loved every minute of it. And it's nice to see you all still keeping it together.
Thank you.
Question would be, you know, when to the main songwriters of the group, I guess maybe Christine, when you get in a rut, you know, if you just can't think of anything, or your memory dries out, or your creativeness dries up, what is your solution to that?
A good slapping.
A spanking. A spanking usually puts it right.
Good hard spanking.
No, you know, if something like that happens, I just simply just stop. You know, I don't think I'm not the kind of person that belabors. You know, I mean, if I simply can't think of anything that I want to write about, or I don't feel particularly musical, I just stop and watch TV.
There you go, Tony. Thanks.
I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah, why press it, you know? We're going to move now to Winnipeg, Manitoba. We have Rob on the line. He's listening to City FM. Rob, you're on the show with us. Hi there.
Evening, Bob. Good evening, Fleetwood Mac.
Evening.
My question has to do with some of the styles you incorporated in your last album. I think that's what makes it so appealing, is that there's always something new coming up, and you certainly didn't disappoint last with your Tango in the Night album. It had to do with I guess their Spanish or Latin American feel, especially some of the guitar work, notably Family Man. I'm wondering who came up with it and where did the inspiration come from to incorporate that style?
The guitar playing was obviously Lindsey Buckingham, and where the inspiration came to encompass the Latin flavor, whatever you were saying about it, was the same, I'm sure.
Well, I knew, Mick. You're very...
Latino.
You're very Latino.
I think it was one of those things that wasn't really much thought of. I don't think it was a concept kind of approach. I think it was just one of those things. We just fell into that kind of a groove at the time.
Rob, thanks for calling. We're going to play a song from the last studio album by Fleetwood Mac. This is also in the Greatest Hits album. It's Little Lies on Rockline. Little Lies, Fleetwood Mac, from the Fleetwood Mac Greatest Hits album on Rockline. And Bob Coburn, we're going to Hollywood, Florida now to talk with Joy. She's listening to 97 GTR in Miami. Hi, Joy. Joy, turn your radio down. Come on.
Come on, get it together.
She lost her turn. Next call, Houston, Texas. Judy on the line, a listener of 101 KLOL. Hi there, Judy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Fleetwood Mac. Thank you.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Heather. I'm very glad you stayed together. My question is for Stevie. First of all, let me tell you that my sister Lori and my best friend Tammy and myself have listened to you for a long time. We absolutely love you. Please don't ever quit what you're doing.
Thank you. I won't.
My question is about a couple of your songs, one of them being Sarah and the other one, Welcome to the Room, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
If you could maybe tell us a little bit about what you were, you know, what you meant, and maybe share with us who Sarah is. And I have one more thing after that.
Well, in a nutshell, Sarah, the first Sarah, was written, it took me like all night to write it. And I had a very good friend there whose name was Sarah, who helped me in a great way to keep people away and to keep the coffee going and to just, you know, it's, when you're writing a song, you really need the atmosphere and the ambiance to be perfect. And she was a great help. The song was really written about probably all of you out there that listen, and myself, my alter ego, the other side of me. Welcome to the Room, Sarah, is the same Sarah. It's a very surprised Sarah and a very determined Sarah. And the only thing that I can share with you about that is if you listen to it, I don't think I really have to tell you what it's all about.
There you are, Judy. What else tonight, please?
We were at your very first solo concert, Belladonna Tour.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the concert, you invited us to your house for Christmas.
I know.
Did you go?
We would like to extend the invitation to you. You can come to our house anytime, Stevie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Don't ever quit. We love you.
Okay, thank you.
I heard Christine ask, did you go?
No, did
they come? Yeah, did they come to your house?
Well, it was just, we couldn't get direction to the house.
It's a long way.
Where'd you live?
Houston.
Houston.
A very long way.
Might have something to do with it. Judy, thanks for being on tonight, and you call us again sometime. We have a call now from Pembroke Pines, Florida. It's Jessica on the line. She's listening to 97 GTR in Miami, and now she's on the show with us. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Stevie, Mick, John, Christine.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is, like, really great. I've been a fan of yours ever since I was a little girl, so I'm sort of an old, new generation.
Us too.
I was wondering if you guys, like, felt a big conflict when Lindsey Buckingham left for the producing of the albums, you know, just the basic recording.
No, we haven't been confronted with that problem yet because we haven't started really recording. We've just done two songs. I think that the parting of the ways with Lindsey and the rest of us is very amicable and very friendly and very right. You know, it seemed that had he stayed, he would have suffered and we would have suffered too. So I think that we all are very happy going in our separate ways now. I think what has to come is going to be very positive and very, very fantastic. So we have no fears about it.
Have you decided on a producer, Rick? Have you got anybody lined up for that yet?
Yeah, it'll be the same guy that we worked on the two songs for the Greatest Hits album, and his name is Greg Ladani, who is a great friend of ours. He's a producer slash engineer and has a great style and a great personality. We're looking forward to working with him.
And has produced some great songs over the years, too, with a lot of major artists.
He's worked with Jackson Brown. I worked on a project with him with Jackson Brown, Lawyers in Love, and he's also done work with Don Henley and a lot of other people.
Jessica, thanks for calling tonight. We appreciate it. We're going to go to Tulsa now and speak with Rick, a listener of KMOD. Rick, you're on the Rock Line.
Hi, Fleetwood Mac.
Hi.
How is everyone tonight?
Very good.
Great.
Greatest Hits album is excellent. I'm so glad you all put that out. I've been waiting for that a long time. I just wanted to say, I guess I'll direct this question to Mick Fleetwood.
No!
Sorry, Mick's not here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
John are the founding fathers and the driving force behind Fleetwood Mac, but in the years before 1975, the White Album and Rumors, and before you all reached enormous commercial success, what was the glue that kept you all together and what kept you driving in that direction to reach that point?
For myself, I don't know about John, if you're speaking to myself and John, I think the main point being is we get asked that question quite often as regards to, you know, how long the band's been together, and God only knows, there have definitely been the ups and downs, so to speak. But I think one of the main things from my own standpoint is being a drummer. Inherently, you need people to play with, and if you're resolute and happy with what you do, which I am, you need a band, and I think that had something to do with it, you know, with the comings and goings of people. I think it gave a base for various people to, you know, enjoy themselves and, you know, be part of Fleetwood Mac, and most of all, be able to express themselves without any restrictions. You know, no predetermined, you've got to be a certain way. And with that in mind, I think that has something to do with it.
Probably has a lot to do with it. Rick, thank you for the call. We have to take a brief time out. We'll come back in a moment and announce the grand prize winner for our Fleetwood Mac Greatest Hits contest. You stay tuned. We've just gotten started with Fleetwood Mac. We have plenty more to go. Time for you to call and be on live and nationwide in the U.S. and Canada. 1-800-344-ROCK. It's Rockline. All right, welcome back. What an enjoyable evening. A night with Fleetwood Mac on Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn. We have some contest winners in the studio here at Rockline from KGMG in San Diego. Gail Hauser and Tony Bearer, nice to have you here. Thanks for coming down tonight. And also from KLOS in Los Angeles, Sherry and Dan Reich. Nice to have you here. Thanks for coming. Now we're going to draw for the Rockline Fleetwood Mac Greatest Hits package. And Rick Vito is going to have the honor of choosing the card here. He dives down into the stack of cards. And there are quite a few here. Postcards and postcards only, and he's going down into the bottom, shuffling them up.
He's shuffling madly.
Little drum roll here, Mick, please. All right.
And the winner is Donna Sass, S-A-A-S. And let's see where she's from. This is really a tough one to read.
Rick.
I think she's from Belmore. It looks like...
It's a trap.
New York. It's really hard.
Belmore.
516. Yeah, it's a 516 area code, wherever that is.
Does it say what radio station she
listens to? Yes, she listens to WXRK-FM.
Which would be our affiliate in New York City, K-Rock back there.
Belmore, New York.
And her name once again is?
Donna Sass.
Donna,
S-A-A-S.
Congratulations to you. What you have won is a Fleetwood Mac compact disc catalog on Warner Brothers Records, a gold record of greatest hits, personalized, framed, and autographed by the band, a lyric sheet to As Long As You Follow, autographed by Christine McVie, and a pair of Mick's drumsticks, autographed by Mick, and a photo of Stevie and Mick from the Rumors LP jacket session, autographed by Stevie and Mick. Quite a prize, to say the least. By the way, if you sent a card in, we're going to also draw 100 runners-up, and you will win a copy of Fleetwood Mac's Greatest Hits on CD, courtesy of Warner Brothers Records, and thanks to everybody who entered. Right now, time for another new song from the Greatest Hits package. This is No Questions Asked by Fleetwood Mac on Rockline. That will no doubt be the second single release off the Greatest Hits album. Fleetwood Mac from the Greatest Hits LP, No Questions Asked. Did you record a couple of more new songs that weren't on the LP? Is that the story I heard? That there were a total of perhaps four songs that were recorded, new ones, so two made it and two didn't?
Well, they were incomplete. That we started we kind of fiddled around with about four or five different tracks, and we ended up using those two because they were... You know, evolving is something really easy to do, and with our limited time, you know, those are the ones we came up with.
So you went with what was working then?
What was working at the, you know, immediately,
uh-huh. Yeah. Let's take another call from Gaithersburg, Maryland this time. It's Angela on the phone. She's listening to 98 Rock in Baltimore. Hi, Angela.
Hi. How you doing, everyone?
Hi.
How are you, Angela?
I'd like to say to Stevie that thank you for all your songs, and they've really brought me up when I've been feeling pretty down. And I just love everything you've done.
Thank you. That's why I write them.
And my question is directed to the band. I'd like to know what the symbolism is behind the Greatest Hits album.
The orange blossom.
I thought it was the pear.
do you mean the
cover, the graphic
symbol?
Art?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, literally, on the front of the album? Yes. Then Billy should take it from here. It's an orange blossom, and I think since we all come from California...
I was born on Orange Grove.
Well, there you go.
Even more appropriate than we thought.
And your mother?
I don't have any particular connection with orange myself.
Christine, yes, you do.
We live
what
in
did
California.
Your...
Been to Orange County.
Chris, what did your mother?
Firms it up. Thanks,
what
John.
Did your mother say about the Orange Grove?
I don't know. I can't remember now, but it was something
about that you would find it in the Orange Grove.
I would find something in an orange grove. My mother once told me she was a psychic.
Did you?
I was
on Stevie and Lindsay.
Not literally.
Angela, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Let's go to Canada, to Vancouver. It's Steve on the line, listener of 99.3 The Fox. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, we're all good.
Hello.
I'd just like to say that the Mac, along with the Eagles, have been the biggest influences on me musically, and it's been a great help. My question is kind of a couple of questions, are for John. How did you convince the rest of the band that the penguin should be the mascot of Fleetwood Mac, and do you intend to continue putting them on the cover in the future?
It evolved from England from many years ago when Chris and I lived near London Zoo, and we thought...
John, you used to go taking photographs of the penguins all the time.
Yeah.
Breeding.
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 Making love, penguins.
Copulating penguins.
But not that he was, he had a fetish or anything.
No.
Well, we do call him Mr. Penguin.
We thought it would be a good idea. It's such a graphic
John, what about
John,
the tattoo,
would you like me
John?
To get you out of this situation?
What about somebody? The tattoo, John? The tattoo you've got?
Yeah, that was done in an afternoon. And
mad delirium.
Mad delirium. Complete delirium. And, yeah, they'll always pop up somewhere.
Oh, you've got tattoos other places? I don't know about.
It's just since your time, mate.
It just gets better and better, doesn't it?
It's been a few years, Chris.
This kind of...
This time, the conversation became very schmutty.
Steve, thanks for the call. Let's have a little fun here. We're going to move to Belmore, New York now. We have our winner on the line. We called her a moment ago. It's Donna. Donna, first question, how do you pronounce your last name?
Sass, S-A-A-S.
Sass, thank you very much. Are you excited?
Thank you guys very much. It really means a lot to me. You're my favorite band. You have been for many, many years.
Great.
My question is for Stevie. How did you come about writing No Questions Asked with Kelly Johnston?
Well, again, it was a situation where I was ready to write a song in the middle of the night at about 5 o'clock, and I have all this recording equipment that nobody knows how to work. I asked one of the men that lives at my house, there's like lots of people that live at my house, if he could fix it so I could record it. And he, I think, had a beautiful blonde waiting downstairs and said, oh, no way. And I went in to get ready to just, you know, go to bed. And she went in and figured out the whole thing and had it all set up when I came out. In 15 minutes, she said, let's go, let's do it. And, sat there with me for the next 4 hours, and the song was written, and it was written to the point of I even put it on my manager's tape. He was on his way to Tokyo, and because I liked it so much. And so I felt that, you know, if it had not been for her, there would be no questions asked. So I thought that she deserved credit as much as anyone should ever deserve credit.
There you go, Donna. Thanks for asking that question. We'll take a time out and return with Fleetwood Mac in just one moment. Call us toll-free from anywhere in North America at 1-800-344-ROCK. It's Rockline in progress. Once again, welcome back to Rockline. An evening with Fleetwood Mac continues. Music time. This is Say You Love Me on the Global Satellite Network. Fleetwood Mac, Say You Love Me from the Greatest Hits CD and album and cassette. It's Rockline and Bob Coburn. Our next call from Wichita, Kansas. It's Mark, a listener of KICT 95. Mark, you're on the show with us.
Hi, Bob, and hi to Fleetwood Mac from Wichita. How you doing?
Hi,
Mark.
Good.
I saw you folks opening night in Kansas City about a year ago, and you guys are great, and I think you're the best. Just keep track, making the hit records. My question's for anybody in the band. With music videos as hot as they are, do you folks write a song with a video in mind, or first lay down the song, the lyrics, and then come up with the video?
Well, I'll speak for myself, and then CD or any writer can jump in. I don't, personally. I don't think about the appearance of a song. I like to think about how it sounds, first of all, and what it conjures up in the listener's mind. I think that's important. And these days, it's sometimes hard to remember that. Primarily, the music is most important, and then afterwards, as it gets increasingly harder to dream up something that's going to go well with, you know, the visual goes well with the audio. I think it's getting tougher, and it's a necessary part of today's music, I think. I don't know what else to say.
Any other opinions?
I think that the reason that we feel the way that we do about videos, we do them because we have to do them. When we started, anyway, when I started with Fleetwood Mac, there were no videos. So you better write a song good enough to conjure, as Christine says, up in your own mind, your own story, and that it relates to you, and that you're trying to say something to the public, and that they get it, or that there's a certain mood.
Well, they can feel what they feel.
Yeah, they interpret it for you. When you do a video for it, you have interpreted it for them. And so we remember a time when they had to interpret it themselves, so it isn't probably as important to us as it is to the new groups.
Well stated. Good answer for your question, Mark, and thank you for being part of the show tonight. We're going to head now to Maryland. I'm sorry. A call from Joppa, Maryland. It's Rhonda. She's listening to 98 Rock in Baltimore. Rhonda, you're on the Rockland with Fleetwood Mac.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Stevie, I'd like to say that you're my favorite, and my question is basically based on Rick and Billy, though, but you are my favorite.
Thank you.
I was wondering, who are your guitar influences?
I have had more guitar influences than Billy the Kid had notches on his gun, I guess. But I'll tell you one thing. One of my main influences was the original Fleetwood Mac guitarist, Peter Green, whom I had an opportunity to see with the original Fleetwood Mac 20 years ago this month, December 1968. And having seen the band that night, I was profoundly influenced even more than I had been from listening to him on record. And I felt that after seeing that performance that it sort of gave me an inspiration to write songs, and also visually from seeing what they were doing and hearing what they were doing live, I sort of felt like I had a direction. And it's just interesting enough that fate has had it that here I am now.
Must have had an impact. Remembers the month and the year and vivid
absolutely.
Memories there.
He's got pictures of it.
Yeah, I do.
And no, Billy, what about
it's
you?
It's true.
For myself, influences, God, there's so many. Like Rick said, Eric Clapton, and as far back as like Scotty Moore on some of the Elvis records. A lot of stuff. A lot of the old rockabilly stuff I like. Paul Burleson, some of my dad's records. I like a lot of the guitar work in that.
Yeah.
I was influenced by that because that was what was being played around the house.
Your dad being Dorsey Burnett,
yes.
Who's famous for that style of music. Good call, Rhonda. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. We're going to play some more music by Fleetwood Mac, another song off the Greatest Hits package. This is Gypsy on Rockline on the Global Satellite Network. Once again from the Greatest Hits album, Fleetwood Mac, Gypsy this time. We have time for some more with the band in just a moment. We have to take a brief time out. We'll return right after this. Still time for you to call toll-free from anywhere in North America. It's back. Glad you are, too. Rockline continues with Fleetwood Mac. Our next call from Hollywood, Florida. It's Joy, a listener of 97 GTR in Miami. And I think I cut her off earlier, and she has managed to get back on the show. Joy, do you have your radio turned down?
Yeah, I'm all ready.
Great. Let's go.
I finally got to talk to you guys.
Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Hi,
Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi. You guys have been my favorites, like, forever. And I went to the convention this last August in North Carolina, and it really proved to me how devoted your fans are. You know, not only me, I'm not bragging or anything, but, you know, how devoted everybody is for you.
Thank you. And, well, thank you very much.
It's very true.
Well, my question tonight is about the press that you guys get. And I've read a few books published on you, but there seems to be a few magazine or newspaper articles printed. Now, I want to know what you think about that situation, and does it really even matter at this point in your career? Obviously, you really don't need a lot of publicity in that matter, but, you know, do you think it really, you know, matters other than to satisfy the appetites of some of your fans?
Do you the beginning of the question. What was the...
She wants to know if advertisement, serious advertisement, if we need it after all these years.
I think advertising is important. Publicity, not particularly. I think people want to know if there's a product out. That's important.
We think if you want to know about our music, it's great. If you want to know about what goes on behind the scenes, that's a little more difficult.
Gee, I'm even more honored you're here tonight.
Gee, Bob, we're honored to be with you.
Well, thank you. And, George, thanks for the call. I'm glad you got to get on. We have time for, I think, a couple more, and one is Vinny in Brooklyn, listening to 92.3 K-Rock. And, Vinny, you're on the show with us.
Thank you, Bob. Good evening to everybody in the band.
Hello.
Good evening.
Vinny.
I wanted to direct this question towards John and Mick. It's about Fleetwood Mac compact discs. I was wondering why a middle period Fleetwood Mac album, which is a lot of people's favorite, Mystery to Me, has never been released on compact disc, and if you guys were possibly working on that release.
I think it's been a discussed project, but do you know about that?
No, I don't, but it should be.
I don't see why it shouldn't
it's
have.
Good album.
It's a great album.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, a lot of the other material is. And something I'm really happy to see on this album, too, is the full-length version of Sarah, because it got edited on the Tusk CD. I don't know if you know that.
Edited
or not, but
isn't the word.
Butchered, shall we say?
Well, you know, Bob, we did have 94 more tracks to put on there, so...
yeah, just 94, huh?
We had to edit, like, 15 minutes from the original.
I'm glad to see the full-length version on this. Vinny, thanks for the call. We have time for one more. Quickly, Jennifer from Naples, Florida, listener of 96K-Rock in Fort Myers, Florida. Jennifer, quickly, please.
Okay. Before I ask my question, I would like to tell Stevie that to the gypsies that remain, and also... to those of us who still believe in magic, that her music is an expression of our spirit. And to the band, I'd like to ask if there's any connection between the house that spoke of in Sarah and the house in Big Love, and if there is a connection, if that's why they're consecutive on the Greatest Hits album.
No.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm BC, and I'll be seeing you in a week. Pretty well sums it up. Jennifer, thanks for the call, and thanks to everybody for listening and for calling tonight. The Rockline address, should you need it, PO Box 4383, Hollywood, California, 90078.